Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Access All Areas. I am Stephen Lang.
And I'm Bobby Norris. How are you, babes?
I am doing just average. I'm all right. Had a nice little weekend in, a night away in Brighton, which was really nice. And, you know, just doing some normal bits and bobs. And then I've had the last 2 days off. So I was in Brighton Monday, and then today I was going to go to IKEA, but in the end I just couldn't be bothered with it. You know, I just felt like, I don't know, some, you need to be in the mood, I think.
Yeah, you need to be in an IKEA vibe.
Yeah,
because you've got to commit to it. It's not a shop you can just run into.
No, you're there for a good couple of hours, right?
It's an experience, I think.
That's very true. So I abandoned that plan. I just went for a really long walk, and then I came home, fell asleep on the sofa, and woke up maybe about 20 minutes before we started recording. So if my eyes look a little bit bleary, that's why. I promise I'm not drunk. How are you, babes?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you, babe. Really good.
You weren't feeling too well last week when we recorded.
I was feeling a little bit ropey, even a couple of days after. But no, I'm all good, thank you. I think I was just out of sorts for a few days. All good now, though. It knocks you a little bit, though, when you don't feel, especially in these times, because you think, oh, no, is it the dreaded Rona? But if not, I was tested again, absolutely fine, obviously double vax, and I've already had it, so touch wood, that helps out. Yeah, I just think I must have picked up something or...
It's weird, isn't it? Because I think everyone automatically, if you get ill at the moment, you're like, it's COVID, I've got COVID. And, like, you know, like, even when I'm like, on Monday, I was a little bit hungover, you know, been up for a night out in Brighton. And I got home and I was like, God, it's like 6 p.m. and I still don't feel quite right. I was like, God, maybe I've got COVID. Like, so I did a test. I got him on the at-home test. But it's like, no, I just have a hangover. Like, I need to stop thinking that every single ailment in life is going to be COVID. And like you, I'm double vaxxed. And I think I've had it before, like you. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's a bit difficult to know what the deal is, really, isn't it? At the moment, with all the cases.
Yeah, because there seems to be, and the new variants, but I wonder how long that will go on where actually, because I think we've all kind of just forgot that the flu still exists and colds and just bugs. How long it's going to take for us to just keep associating everything to Rona?
I think people are going to, it's going to be a struggle because this has been a long 15, 16 months, isn't it, of this. We're in a third, fourth wave now, I can't remember. You know, people are going to find it hard to let go of all those things. I think even if we do end up open on the 19th, it's going to be a bit of a bumpy ride for the next few months.
Absolutely. And I think as well, obviously, because a lot of the common symptoms are so similar to what would have been colds, flus, just feeling run down prior. So it's not like there's anything you can literally put your finger on and go, it's X, Y, or Z. So I guess it's always going to be that little bit of not knowing. But
and people get colds and flus in summer, don't they? So, you know, you have to take the rough with the smooth. So, yeah, I mean, I do think that's it. I don't know. It's all a bit weird at the moment, isn't it? I feel like we're just in a bit of a weird limbo land waiting for stuff to happen. But, you know, I've got my sister and her kids are coming to visit me next weekend. And she's like, just so you know, the youngest one has a cold and we have tested him and he's fine. So I think you get like exactly that. Like people are like nervous. They bring their kids near people and stuff. And yeah, so it's, you know, fun times.
Oh, bless you. Yeah, it's been an eventful week, isn't it? Moving on from the COVID chat to showbiz news.
Yeah.
Start the show with. It's just been one thing after another since the weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, what's stuck out for you?
Well, first things first, I want to touch upon Britney.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's not nothing new, like for people that use social media, like there's been a movement for a while, the whole hashtag Free Britney. Mm. And I'll be really honest, even though I love a bit of Brit, especially back in the day, there ain't a tune that she did that we didn't all love.
A duff.
And I didn't really get what we were saying Free Britney about. And if I'm 100% honest, I still don't fully understand this whole
the conservatorship.
Yeah, but I can't get my head around how that's the thing. To me, it seems like something from like 1920s. Like for, do you know what I mean? It's like something you would read about in history.
Yeah, yeah, I totally get what you mean. It seems very old-fashioned to basically have this woman who's had mental health problems, and I think that's been very clear in the past, and to hold her to the same level of account that she, you know, this is about 2007, 2008, when she had her breakdown. It's a long time ago now, you know.
Like, 13 years, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. So for her to still be in under the monetary, so her father basically controls all of her, well, between her father and there's a separate like legal conservator, control all of her accounts. So she has a weekly allowance that she can spend. But the fact that out of the court case, it came to light that she wanted to remove her birth control to be able to have babies and get married to her partner, Sam, who's been around for a long time, as far as I'm aware. That just seems very, very bizarre, and yeah, like you said, kind of old-fashioned to have this hold over her that she it was all right for her to earn money for those people, but for her to make any decisions for herself was just a no-no. It's awful, I think, really, really awful.
Completely, like you say, if she was in a situation where she wasn't able to work and was clearly and visibly in a bad way, but she's done some very high-profile jobs. So she was a judge on the American X Factor, so watched by millions. She'd done the Vegas residency,
yeah,
and has made, I think that brought in about $138 million.
Yeah,
so we're talking that the girl can still earn, do you know what I mean? She's at what point are we now saying she can't decide what color she paints her kitchen?
Yeah,
like, to me, I can't comprehend how, and is a mother, 39-year-old woman. And clearly, like you touched upon, obviously, it's no secret that she's had some issues 13 years ago. But I think this thing should have been looked at years ago. I don't think she should still be in this situation. And in terms of not being able to come off contraception and start a family and answering to them kind of things, to me, it really crosses a line, and it all gets a little bit... yeah,
it's creepy, it's spooky,
it's a bit sinister.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, I mean, I don't quite know how it would work here. I don't know if we have the same sort of rules and laws that would allow someone to do that. I think if they had dementia or something like that, then maybe it would be a different kettle of fish. But yeah, like you said, she's 39 and completely unable to make any decisions for herself. Yeah, like you said, the kitchen stuff. She wasn't allowed to change the colour of her cabinets. Her mum and dad banned her during the early stages of the pandemic from going to the hairdressers or getting her nails done. I mean, like, even if it wasn't a wise thing to do in those early stages of the pandemic, it should still be her decision. You know, if she's capable of earning all that money, she should be able to make decisions for herself, I think.
Absolutely. And I really hope, obviously, not a doctor here, and I don't know the ins and outs of Britney's medical records, but I really hope that the judge actually does something about this and puts a stop to this. And actually, because if she wants to get married and wants to have another child and just wants to live an independent life, like we say, that the woman is, she's back working, she's earning money. It's a very different situation, and I wouldn't be sitting here saying this if she was clearly in a place where she wasn't able to work and there really was them kind of worries.
Yeah,
but I think to an outsider looking in and seeing her perform and the, as we say, the high profile job she's holding down and doing, to me she looks completely capable of deciding what color she paints her kitchen cupboards.
Yeah, it's completely, you're absolutely right. I don't, and it was, I think the most interesting thing, obviously, is that this wasn't just a lawyer saying this, this was her directly saying it to the court. And then there was the leaked footage that came up, you could hear her saying it. And, you know, she was speaking so fast and had so much to say. I mean, like, I think it's kind of, it's just shocking. And then even today, you know, I saw Christina Aguilera posted something about it. You know, they were friends as children, and you know, as time went on, there was a little bit of rivalry. But even she had only positive things to say, and just to these women work hard. You know what I mean? There's no doubt about It's long days, it's stressful. You have to keep your body in check. You know, you're recording, you're touring, you're meeting people. It's not a walk in the park, that career. I mean, you get paid obviously very well for it, but you do have to sacrifice things. And I think she should be allowed to make those decisions for herself. If she wants to get married and have 10 kids and live in a trailer park and squander her money on art, then she should be allowed to do that. Like, that's her decision.
So true. Like you say, like, whatever she wants to spend, if she wanted to put the whole lot on a horse at Ascot, do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, that would be a good story.
but it's kind of like, at what point is someone going to step up? So I'm kind of glad that she's kind of spoke about it publicly, because I think it's a lot of us now know the situation.
100%.
I'm sure we'll hear more about it. I don't know how long it's going to take for a decision to be made. Has it been said?
No, that's a good point, actually. I'm not sure either. But I don't think it will be too long, because this has been an ongoing situation for a long time. So let's hope for the best for her. Yeah.
Hashtag Free Britney.
Hashtag Free Britney, indeed. there was also some... I was a little bit surprised by this. I don't know if you saw... Rylan has broken up with his husband. Now, we don't know the details of what's happened, but he kind of disappeared from social media for a while, didn't he, Rylan? He was down to supposed to be a presenter at Eurovision on the semi-finals. He pulled out of that at the last minute. And then it's come to light that him and Dan, after 6 years of marriage, have split up. I mean, I don't know about you. I was a bit surprised by that.
Yeah, definitely. I've literally just been catching up with a lot of news now. I've been away for a few days working, and really shocked. And it's so sad when any relationship comes to an end, you know. I hope he's okay. I see that he's made that statement, I believe, to the Sun, saying that he's not feeling.
He's not feeling too well. He's made some mistakes, and things aren't good, basically, I think was the gist of it. I think, I funny enough, I actually interviewed Dan before he went into Big Brother. I was working at a magazine at the time, and we got the opportunity to do pre-interviews with some of the, in like a house in North London, you know, like a secret location kind of thing, while they were being hidden away. So I actually interviewed Dan before he went on to, you know, marry Rylan after they'd met on Big Brother. And he seemed like the nicest bloke. I mean, he was an ex-policeman and all this sort of stuff. And then, you know, they went on to do some really impressive stuff together. They were the first gay couple to present This Morning. They did that a couple of times. And they just seemed like a really happy couple. So, I mean, but you never know what's going on behind closed doors, of course. But I think it's a real shame. And I hope that Rylan comes out of it stronger. You know, it's all you can hope, really, isn't it?
Definitely. And where he said he's seeking help, but I think that's definitely a great thing, that he's feeling that he can acknowledge that, and that that's sometimes the first step forward, isn't it?
Yeah.
But quite rightly, like you say, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but there's obviously been lots of speculation, and I think him maybe doing his little bit of detox from social media is probably a good thing, because as we know what social media can be like, it's probably, especially when you're not feeling your greatest, to kind of step back and, as he is doing, I think, kind of concentrating on him and getting himself feeling better.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Let's definitely hope for the best for him. And yeah, like you said, does any work that he feels necessary to get himself into a good place. But there was some other kind of exciting news. I'm sure you've probably seen Anton Dubek has now officially been made a judge on Strictly. So he was a guest judge briefly on the last series. Obviously, the last series was a bit of a weird, all over the place thing, because they could have audiences and they couldn't, and you know, Bruno was part involved and blah blah. But yeah, he's going to be taken over from Bruno. What do you make of that?
Do you know what? I kind of think it's about time. We kind of saw it coming. I think, what with the way, obviously, the world's been that the last year or so, we've obviously seen Bruno flitting between here and the States, and obviously couldn't do that last year. I don't know logistically how with the way things are in the States, and then quarantining and getting back to do two shows in two different countries would have worked. Mm. And I think what a great choice. Anton knows the show inside out. He's been there since day one. Mm. He did a great job as a guest judge. And I think just a great choice. The public and the viewers know him, obviously. And I'm excited to see what he brings to his judging podium.
Yeah. I mean, he'll know all of the dancers really well, right? He's worked with them, like physically worked with them on all of the group dances and stuff they have to do since the beginning. He will have seen everyone come and go. I think he's definitely, he's a bit of like a housewife's favourite, isn't he, Anton? Everyone kind of likes him and wants him to kind of do well. And he just seems like a really kind of good, decent guy. I mean, it's going to be quite a different energy on the panel, I think, because Bruno kind of obviously brings a certain amount of chaos and flamboyance. And, you know, Anton's not that. He's quite like, he's a bit of like a gent, isn't he? He's a bit of a gentleman who wants to kind of, not that he's not funny and stuff. So, you know, I think it's going to be interesting to see. They're obviously making some big changes this year. What with Jeanette doing It Takes Two, and alongside Rylan actually, and Anton on the panel.
That's really nice that they've kind of stuck in house for that.
Yeah.
Because what better way of having people that know the other side?
Yeah.
And the same event. And when he sat there judging, he's got to know exactly how them professional dancers feel, mm-hmm. and he's danced with the majority of, well, all of them. Some of them for years, that have been there for a long time. And I think we'll see him as a judge probably take that into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's nice to kind of see the professionals then progress onto the next stage of their career and take on a different role. So I think Strictly is going to be a really exciting show this year.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you. There's lots of exciting names attached as well. So, and I guess after a year of no work, they might be able to get some really high profile people because, you know, people are just desperate. It was a bit like last year, really. So, I mean, I think for good for him, and let's hope that it all goes smoothly this year. I don't imagine there'll be kind of... like I said earlier, the all-over nature. It was a bit like Scatty, wasn't it, the last series? But, you know, necessarily it had to be. So let's hope that this year will be a bit different.
Yeah, maybe we'll see the return of Blackpool Tower.
Oh, yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice?
Can't have Strictly about a little bit of Blackpool, can you?
Yeah, that's and it also probably marks the halfway point for the contestants who are like, phew, nearly there. Yeah. Well, we actually, we have a Strictly star coming up at the end of the show today. We have Amy Dowden, so it'll be great to speak to her towards the end of the show. We also have Crystal Method from Drag Race US, who's a big, big name. She made it to the final, I think, of season 12. And then first up and ready to come in, we have Love Island's Idris Virgo. So let's get him in.
Let's do it. Hello, mate. You all right?
Yeah, sound as a pound, as we say in Birmingham. But now Brighton, we say sound as fish and chips.
Lovely. Really fancy fish and chips. That's what made me happy. How are you doing, Idris? Is everything all right?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I've recovered from my accident over there, falling off the chair, so I'm all right now.
Oh, bless you. Did you hurt yourself bad?
No, I'm all right. Not really.
Actually, just wait, hold on a sec. Explain this for anyone that doesn't know.
Yeah. Oh, basically, I was doing a live interview for CB News. Just about when I was wrapping up the interview, I was literally just rocking on my chair, and then suddenly it just went. So now I've got a chair, what is very sturdy.
Very sturdy. I think that's the best.
Yeah.
It went a bit viral, didn't it? Everyone was having a bit of a laugh at your expense, but these things happen, you know?
That's it, yeah. I don't mind. Teachers, they can use it for the white. To tell those pupils, they don't rock on your chair or this will happen.
So how have you been other than that? How have things been going?
Been great so far. I was meant to fly in July. July the 24th, July 17th, but it's got pushed back now because of the COVID. So, I've been all right, just taking over training and just living a life down Brighton. Lovely scene, but the weather today is being very terrible.
Actually... Yeah, where's our sun gone? We need it back, don't we? It makes everything a little bit better.
That's it. Don't worry, we have the sun. I'll be outside in my shorts for you guys. Bit of orange juice, a lot of Love Island scene. You know what I mean? That was my plan, but it's raining, so I thought we've got to bring it inside.
This is British summer for you, isn't it?
There we go. We need to go to Spain.
Oh, don't we just? Well, talking of Love Island, we've had the return of the new series. Did you watch it? I'm guessing you did. The launch.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was a good first episode for ITV and Love Island. Very, very, very good episode. Well, I wish I was there, man. I swear to God, I wish I could just get back in that villa and do it all over again. But yeah, it was great. It was very great.
You get a little bit jealous watching new series start. Once you've kind of done it and you've been there, is it hard to watch people go back into your home, essentially, and know they're going to have a fab time because you know exactly what they're all going through?
Yeah, like I'm not a jealous person, but literally I'll sit here thinking, man, if that was me, I'll be cracking on. I'll be like, I'll be trying this different from what I've done before. I'm like, mate, ITV, get me back in there, man. I was on there for a few days, you know I mean?
That's the thing,
Let me redeem myself.
I think the problem, isn't it? You didn't probably get the chance to really shine as much as you would have liked to.
Exactly. They need to, like, come on, man.
There has been a little bit of backlash about the fact that Kaz got picked. Now, I'm reading off my notes because I haven't seen the episode yet, but Kaz got picked, like, last at the end, I believe. Is that her name? Kaz?
Kaz? Yeah, name is Kaz, but did she get picked last? Who's she coming up with?
Or did she come forward to meet someone and they pick someone else? I can't remember quite the
details. Yeah, that's what happened. Step forward and pick someone else. So,
yeah, what do you make about that? Because this seems to be a repeating problem with Love Island, doesn't it? With kind of like the girls who get picked, sort of thing.
What do you mean? Stepping forward.
Yeah, no, because it's quite often in the last couple of series, it was Samira and Yolanda. They both got chose kind of last, and every time there's this discussion about why is this happening with the black girls getting picked or not getting picked at the end. Like, why do you think this is happening, and do you think it's something that is a problem?
I don't think it's a problem because at the same time, she could have stepped forward for the first guy that walked in, but she didn't. She was waiting.
That's the problem, isn't it? Because it can look like something, but maybe it's not. I don't think it is.
Then again, later on in the episodes, or obviously when the show does progress, obviously that's when the couple up and take things serious. It's just a first sighting. You might see someone, you might feel attracted to them, but when you start speaking to them, you might be like, oh, nah, I prefer this person. You know what I mean? So people shouldn't really take that as like, oh, this, nah, it's just like, it's one of them. If I see a beautiful woman outside, I'll be like, oh, yeah, she's very interested. I want her. And start speaking to her, I'm like, oh, nah.
Too much.
You're not my cup of tea.
Yeah, and I think that's part of, I mean, there was a lot of people on Twitter who were very quick to make decisions or impart their opinion, but I guess that's Twitter, isn't it? Like, it's maybe not as serious as it first kind of looks, maybe.
Nah, throw them in a villa, let's see what happens.
I mean, I know it's early doors, but is there any kind of standout people that you can kind of see going the distance?
Faye is her name is. Faye, Hugo boss support him. Aaron, is that tall guy? He's like Theo, 6'3".
Yeah.
I think so,
Is it Sharon or Shauna?
Sharon.
Sharon.
You don't hear many Sharons these days, do you?
No, do you know what? Funny story is my ex is called Sharon.
Oh, so really?
Is that my ex called a Love Island? No way.
Imagine.
But that's the people I think will go quite far. And one person I can't wait to join the villa. It's Matt Hancock. I can't wait for him to step in that villa.
You think it was all a big setup to get Matt Hancock in?
That's it. I can't wait for him to step in. Bombshell alert.
But it also did actually have quite low viewing figures compared to the 2019 series. I had it written down. So it's 3.3 million in 2019. It was 2.4.
Okay, wait. I've got a question for you. In 2018, what was the views?
That's a good question. I don't have them written down.
Oh, that was the season I was on.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. But obviously 2019 was the last time we had a summer series, wasn't it? So
yeah.
I think they grew, and 2019 was the peak. So it's probably gone back down. I think it's probably about the same as it was in 2018 in your year. What do you think that is? Do you think it's just because of the football, or do you think maybe people have lost interest? What do you reckon?
One, probably the football for the views. Two, I don't think people lost interest at all. But obviously, I've gone round in a circle, and you might be getting sick of tired hearing this. But if they want the views, they know who they need to call. You know what I mean? I'm down Brighton. Like, I've still got the summer body. I've got the Love Island body ready. You know what I mean? Just throw it back in there, and we'll get the internet going wild.
So you haven't been dating in the pandemic then? You're a single man?
Now I've been waiting for Love Island to give him that call for the celebrity Love Island or something. Like, he just wanted me back. We need you. You know what I mean? Now I've been single. You guys was meant to get me Joanna.
Yes, I remember this. Hasn't happened.
I was waiting on my phone for a message, but Bobby didn't message me. He didn't message me. I was thinking, what's going on? Did she say no?
I'll be honest, I didn't ask. I don't want to get involved. What if it's too messy? What if she's like, no, I'm not interested? Or if she is and then you pie her off, I just don't want to get involved.
Obviously, I'll vie around the fire pit. I'll get like a fire pit kind of set up. I'll vie around there and I'll say to her, can I have a chat? Or I'll send her a text, you know what I mean? Or send her a voice note.
Is she your type then?
Yeah, she's my type on paper. She's like, she's my cup of tea. My cup of tea, I'll tell you that now, like, she's my cup of tea, yeah. 100%.
Well, now restrictions are lifting.
Yeah.
You can do something about it. Last time we spoke, I think we was then going straight into another lockdown. We've had about 3 lockdowns since then, haven't we?
Yeah.
Now could be your time. Life is all about timing.
Yeah, very true. So I expect a message from you guys to invite me out somewhere. Like, is Joanna going to be there? Yes. I'm there.
She's too busy. I mean, she's all I see these days is her taking bikini pictures for various online shopping stuff. You know, she's a busy girl.
She needs a guy to be on her shoulder or around her arms to make it match. You know what I mean? I've got the shorts.
I can see it. You'd be a very, very good looking couple. I think it would be too much, to be honest.
Idris, I know you said that your time didn't feel long enough when you was in Love Island, but what advice would you give any of the new recruits that have gone in this week? What would you say to them?
I've got one word to say to them, or two words. I'm not that good with my grammar, but be wild. Enjoy yourself and be wild. Like, just don't care. Find your soulmate and just enjoy your time there. Enjoy your drinks, what you're allowed to have. While you're filming, and just crack on. Don't think about what the outside world or what people on behind the keyboards are going to type, whatever you're doing in the villa. Just enjoy yourself, just be yourself. That's my advice. And I wish I knew this before I went on there, but yeah, it is what it is. So yeah, that's my advice for the guys. Can you hear me?
Well, yeah, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, the problem is, because I'm from Birmingham, my accent is quite weird. So it takes people to, like, hard to understand what I'm saying.
Oh,
sometimes.
No, we can hear you.
So I'm talking to you, like...
Good.
No, I'm listening intently. But you've got, I know, obviously, you know, but, like, fighting's been out of the picture for a while, I guess. But like you said, you've been training and stuff. Are you you've got some coming up or anything? What's the deal?
Yeah, I'm meant to be, I think it was July 17th. I'm meant to be fighting that. I think it was July 17th. That's got pushed back. So I'm just ready to go for the go ahead with Hensley Sport. So, yeah, I do miss doing some of the TV work, to be honest with you. But other than that, I've just been training, ticking over, and just, as I said, enjoying the weather down Brighton. But as I said, it's a bit rubbish today.
Just not today, yeah.
Yeah, it's not today. Not at all.
Well, Idris, thanks so much for speaking to us today. Really appreciate it. And keep sitting on that sturdy chair because
we'll keep this one grounded. We'll keep this one sturdy grounded. Hopefully next time you interview me, I'll have Joanna sitting right next to me and give you a nice little gossip.
You know what? If it happens, I'd be very happy. I mean, I'd be very happy. And like I said, you'd be a beautiful couple. So who knows?
We'll get matching hats. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Nice to see you. Bye.
Good luck for the fight.
Yeah, good luck. Bye.
Bye.
I think Joanna would be lucky to have him. He's such a nice bloke.
Such a lovely guy. I could literally, see them to on a lovely little date.
Yeah, definitely. But nice guy. And yeah, I mean, I imagine it is quite tough for him doing the job that he does, not to be able to get into the ring and do it, right? So, hopefully he'll get the opportunity to fight again soon. We have Drag Race Royalty ready to come in. We have Crystal Method, so let's get her in and have a chat.
Perfect.
Hello.
Hello, Roy.
How are you?
I'm so good. Oh, Crystal, it's so exciting to have you here. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really good.
Thank you.
I've been reminiscing, thinking back to Series 12 in the run-up for this, because it must seem like a long time ago for you now. You were on Drag Race, right?
Yeah, it's been a little bit, and it's crazy that I'm finally out, like, just now getting to see fans.
Yeah, right, because this is, I mean, we've had a few people from Drag Race UK and others over the last year, and for the drag scene, it's been really tough, right? The pandemic has been really difficult.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing a lot of drag still, just in my home.
Yeah.
So I think... Now that I'm back on the road, I'm trying to like get back into shape and stretch every day and like exercise, because I was just like sitting from the waist up.
Oh, you did the RuPaul special. It was all on top.
Yeah.
Of that. So what kind of stuff have you managed to do? Is it lots of kind of Zoom stuff? I know that was a lot of in the beginning, but now I guess things are starting to open.
Yeah, lots of Zooms, a little bit of like TikTok stuff, you know, Instagram. I've been trying to get onto YouTube. I did Twitch for a little bit. So just kind of like playing around with everything.
And
keeping busy.
Yes, that's the thing, right? But you are finally coming to the UK, I believe.
Yes, I was able to go last year, but I was only there for like, I quarantined for the 2 weeks, and then I got to do 10 days of tour, and then you guys went back into your second lockdown, so I had to fly home and not finish the tour. I actually, we had like a Halloween tour, so the tour I'm going to be doing in August, I didn't get to do a single number or anything from that, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, so give us a bit of information about it. What's it called? Where can we see you? What's the details?
Yeah, it's with Club Kids. It's called Crystal Method's Wonderland. I have like a couple really fun looks. I think people have seen my Mad Hatter look I did with Cosmo Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Got really great queens. They'll be touring with me and coming to all the shows. And so, it's really fun. I mean, I loved the bus tour life last time, so I'm just excited to do it again.
So are things getting a little bit more back to normal over there, babes? Are you able to get out the house and not just be on Zoom performing?
Yes, I'm kind of playing catch up right now of all the shows that I was supposed to be at a year ago. So I'm pretty much gone every weekend performing in a different city. And I'm like busy just trying to catch up. So I feel really blessed.
I bet it's so lovely to get back out there again, isn't it? Get on the stage and do what you do best.
It's such a shock because the last time I performed, audiences back home kind of knew who I was, but I wasn't like as big of a deal now. So it's so strange going to places that I've never been before and like everyone is there to see me. It's like mind-blowing. It somehow doesn't make sense to me, but it's really fun.
it's actually been really nice, I think. And we're still in a slight lockdown situation here. The clubs aren't open yet, but it was actually really nice just last weekend to see New York Pride and everyone just kind of bursting out. And it does feel a bit like bursting out of the closet, doesn't it, after all this time indoors, to kind of finally let go. It's just really nice to see.
Yeah, I've been waiting to dance to Chromatica.
Oh my God, same.
So long.
Yeah, it's like it's not quite the same in like your friend's lounge, is it? Than in their living room on their little tiny speaker. You know, I need to be in a club listening to this.
Exactly. Yes.
So do you have any other plans while you're over here? Are you going to be like taking in some sites, doing some other bits? What are you thinking?
I mean, I want to do a little bit of all of that. I think my favorite thing from traveling has been getting to like network with other performers and designers. So I'm hoping to do maybe some fun collabs, photo shoots. So everything. I want to be, oh, who's that? His name is Dan and he is on BBC and he like goes into the woods. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Dan
goes woods. Into the woods.
I don't have my phone.
Dan Snow.
I follow him on Dan Instagram. Snow. Yes, maybe.
He does like nature programs and
yes, with like yeah, the snow leopards.
I'm pretty sure that's Dan Snow. I might be wrong, but he's just very, very tall and handsome.
Yes.
How do I not know? I need to Google Dan Snow.
Well, if you know John Snow, it's his son. John Snow, the news presenter, is his son.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I see. So, you've got some plans with some British men, I think. Is that the?
Oh, it's Dan O'Neill.
Oh, show me. Have you got the picture up?
Or,
oh, I do know him. Yes, hot.
So basically, you want to go in the woods with Dan O'Neill and do a little bit of camping.
Do a little bit of drag, pet a couple of snow leopards.
Put up a tent.
Yeah.
Very cute. and there's obviously, I mean, the thing with Drag Race now is it seems to be on kind of constantly, right? Like it's hard for me even as a fan to keep up with it all. What do you make of that? Because it does seem to be like a constant cycle. Is that a good thing? Do you think it's a bad thing? What do you make? What do you think?
I mean, I always say more drag queens is better for everyone. Mm-hmm. I too am having a little bit of trouble keeping up with everything, even with my WOW Presents Plus subscription. but I just love seeing how drag queens do it, especially like traveling around and getting to meet drag queens, just watching queens backstage, getting ready. I feel like you can learn something new from every single person because mm-hmm. everyone does it so differently. And I love like highlighting every kind of drag queen that there is. Like, obviously I'm the kooky queen from my cast, but there's so many weird girls out there. I think that like, I want everyone to have their moment.
More weirdness. I think that's key.
Yes.
Do you think that, it's the show itself is encouraging people to do drag? Because you are getting people that go on the show that have done one drag show in some, you know, backdoor club kind of thing, and then suddenly they're on Drag Race. Like, it's a bit different to when it started.
I think it absolutely is that way. I mean, especially I started doing drag after I had seen the show, just because the drag I'd seen back home wasn't something that had spoken to me. Mm. So I think that it's just, it's at this platform where so many people are exposed to it that may not have really connected to drag in the same way if they were just like at a bar, mm-hmm. you know, because some people get anxiety or like too nervous to talk.
They don't want the queens to pick on them.
Yeah, you can like watch it, learn what you like, learn everything you need to off YouTube, and then go out when you're ready. That's what I did. I like practiced drag in my room, like locked up without my parents knowing for like 2 or 3 months before I ever went out in public.
And I think the good thing about the show is it shows you how many different forms of drag there are. Like, I think stereotypically before Drag Race, people had like a one like conception of what drag was.
Certainly in the UK, I think so, yeah. 'Cause we didn't have that kind of pageant stuff that never really happens here. It's like the Panto Dame and the kind of classic kind of really messy old lady queen. We have that. But like this was quite a different, Drag Race has taught us a lot.
Shows you what an art it truly is.
Yeah, and that's what's so fun about, I think, the casting is, you know, each queen has a specific skill set that maybe makes them different from everyone else. Mm-hmm. And so that's what makes, that's why our cast got along so well and is still in really good contact and friends is, like, we all recognize that we all have strengths in, like, far different areas than each other. Mm-hmm. And we're all huge fans of drag, so we just respect each other and love working together.
And do you watch the shows from other countries? That's like the UK.
Yes, I season two of UK was so good. I was
really good. Yeah.
Canada, I'm really excited for season two of that to come out. I've seen a little bit of Holland and a little bit of Spain and a little bit of Down Under. I feel like I was trying to keep up with everything all at once because I feel like since I was on the show, it's like kind of my job to stay informed.
But it is difficult
because it's challenging. There's so many girls.
You've got to also live a life. You can't just sit in watching Drag Race every day for the rest of your life. What did you make of UK 2? Who were your favorites? What were you into?
Some of my faves, Bimini, of course. Mm-hmm. Ahura, love her. All the UK girls, I really am hoping I get to meet everyone. I got to like briefly talk to the Vivian last time I was in the UK, mm-hmm. and Blue Hydrangea. She's so amazing. I'm obsessed with her lashes, actually. I like wear her lashes, her lashes.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. But it's nice to see that internationally, all the queens kind of, you know, get on and having a good time together, I guess.
Yeah, I love it. It's like so fun to have like built-in friends all over the world now.
Yeah, a room to stay in if you ever need one.
Yeah.
Because you all share that one experience and you all have that one thing in common and know exactly what each other's been through. You know, there's certain franchises around the world that Rue doesn't do. What do you think of the shows that Rue isn't a part of? Do you think it's still the same?
I mean, he can't be everywhere. I think it's nice because I think it's like a way to like, he's not going to be the judge forever. So mm-hmm. I think it's like a nice way to like see how the format of the show could be if he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But I never want him to leave, especially not when I go, if I go back, you know, I need Rue to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the deal? Do you think is it six? All-Star six now? It's like,
yeah, we're on six. I don't really know. I can't say when I want to go back. I feel like I haven't gotten to tour yet. I'm just now starting to like go out into the world and I really want to fully evolve and like become a totally different drag artist than people saw me on the show. Since then my drag has already changed so much. I think everyone's does.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like every time I get in drag, I'm better than the last. So I really just want to, you know, win when I go.
Yeah, that's the word you're looking for, win. Yeah, yes, exactly. Well, Crystal, thanks so much for speaking to us. Really appreciate it. And your tour starts in July, is that right?
Yes, I think I get there on July 30th, I think.
there's a website, the Wonderland UK tour, so anyone can go check it out. And best of luck with it. I hope it goes well.
Oh, it's going to be so fun. You should come.
Do you know what? I just might. I need to get out and about and see things. It's been so long.
We're there, babes.
Thanks so much, Crystal.
Thank you for joining us.
Of course. Thank you.
Bye. Such a nice, warm, we're just always so blessed with the people that we have on the show. And maybe we should go see it, actually. Might be fun.
We really should. We have the best guests.
I might have to check out some London dates.
We'll go see it rather than her going into the forest with Dan O'Neill. She knows Bobby and Stephen in her life.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I'm sure that's what she's desperate for. We have our final guest, Amy Dowden, ready to come in. So let's get her in.
Amazing.
Hello,
babes.
How are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
Thank you. Yeah, really good. Thank you.
Are you fresh from a workout? I think there's that little workout top you've got on there.
Yeah, I have.
How have you been? How's things been for you?
Yes, I've been lucky enough to be really busy. I run a dance academy, so during lockdown we moved that to online. Then I also set up a Get Fit and Sparkle dance workout that you can download online. So yeah, I just kept myself as busy, and now the world's opening up. Yeah, things are just getting better and better, aren't they?
I bet that's helped so many people in a lockdown because dance, as well as being great exercise, it's so good for mental health, isn't it, as well?
Oh.
So to have that, I bet, was such a godsend for so many people.
Yeah, absolutely. In the first lockdown, I was quite poorly because I suffered with Crohn's disease, and I don't think my body knew how to adapt to all of a sudden being crazy busy dancing 12 hours a day most days to then being confined. I ended up stressed. I didn't know what to do with myself, and I just ended up in and out of hospital constantly with my Crohn's. So this time I was round, I was really like, I'm going to get myself, you know, a routine. My dance academy kept me busy, which was great online. But yeah, for sure, dancing is definitely the best medicine for me.
Has it been nice starting to go out and do things in person again? Has that been happening for you yet? Or is it still a bit controlled and restricted?
No, I've been making the most of it within the restrictions, being able to see my family, because obviously last year I went into the Strictly bubble. So literally autumn, winter, I didn't see anybody. And then the day of the final, Boris announced lockdown again. So again, didn't get to see anybody. So just, you know, being able to see them at a safe distance has been lovely. Catch up with friends, reopening the academy and having the kids back. That's been amazing. I am missing full-on dancing in shows and theatres because obviously all of that's been postponed. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to Strictly starting soon.
Yeah, I mean, you say things are being postponed, but it is now things are starting to happen, right? And all the announcements on Strictly are kind of coming thick and fast. We were actually just talking at the top of the show about Anton being made a judge. What do you make of that?
Oh, I'm so excited. I thought he was brilliant when he filled in last year because he had a few weeks, didn't he, really replace Motsi. Mm. You know what? He knows the show inside out. And I think it's quite nice for us pros because he knows it from our perspective as well and what the celebrity is going through. Yeah. So I think for us pros, that's quite refreshing. He obviously knows his knowledge. He lives and breathes Strictly. So yeah, I'm really excited. Obviously, we're going to miss Bruno. But I think Anton and Bruno are completely different characters. So I think it's going to be really exciting to see what this brings to the show.
And I'd say last year, I mean, thankfully Strictly still went ahead, but was a completely different show for you guys having to bubble up. But how you still put it together was incredible, you know. But I guess you're all hoping that this is going to kind of go back to how it normally is. And it hasn't got that added stress of it all. Have they started speaking about celeb partners to any of you yet?
So no, we find out when you do. Sometimes you guys find out before us because we'll be in rehearsals and somebody's been announced on this morning. And before I went on the show, I'm always like, oh, they must know who's going on. And I can remember because I was good friends with Katia before the show, ringing it like, who's your partner? Come on, you must know. And you honestly don't know. So like literally when we all find out, we're like straight away Googling their height and things like that to try and figure out who's going to have you.
Yeah.
But what I've learned, because I'm going into my fifth year, is that whoever's rumoured in the press never end up on the show. So I've stopped looking now.
Well, there's usually, I tell you what, I think you can tell usually by the establishment that write about it, who is true and who isn't. I'm just going to put some names out there that are apparently rumoured for this series. We've got Rio Ferdinand, obviously very famous footballer, Louise Minchin, who's just left BBC Breakfast, yeah. Very interesting. Ryan Thomas, very handsome young man. Christine Quinn from Selling Sunset, who also did say, oh, I'm doing something in the UK from September. So that's got everyone kind of talking.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a good variety of names and who knows, I guess, would be the thing, right?
Yeah, you know, I just can't wait for the pro rehearsals to then finding out who my celeb is and taking them on that journey. So every element of the show for me is super exciting. And do you know, for me, it doesn't matter if they've got experience or no experience. It's all about embracing it and, you know, forming a team together.
Do you have any like dream celeb partners? So if the BBC called you up and went, babe, do you know what? Tell us who you want and we'll call the agent up. Who would you ask?
Other than you two, obviously.
Thank you.
I am quite shocked that, Bobby, you haven't done it. Not going to lie.
I would love to give it a go.
I would. You'd be fab. I think you'd be amazing. I really do.
Oh, bless you. I'd be up for it.
Oh, come on. Bobby for Strictly.
Let's do it. I love the outfits. Lovely spray tan. Lovely outfit on a Saturday night. Spin around to the count of eight. Lovely.
I think you'd be sneaking your outfits home, wouldn't you?
You know me well already.
I followed you for years. For me, I always say from looking at him in The Greatest Showman, I reckon Hugh Jackman's teachable, you know?
Well, that would be a real surprise, wouldn't it? I mean, Hugh Jackman was on the show. Yes, I think he might be capable of throwing a few shapes. That's for sure. Whether or not it's in his plans, I don't know so much.
Yeah. Oh, another one. I'd love to dance with a royal, a member of the royal family.
Anyone in particular?
Which one?
I think William looks like he's got a nice posture. So that'd be got a good ballroom frame. Yeah.
You know what? Aim for the stars, and you know, you never know what might happen. Yeah.
Doing the tango with the future king, that's gold, isn't it? Yeah. Good choice, babes. Good choice.
In recent years, obviously, the show's has seemingly been trying to diversify, hasn't it? You've had, JJ was on there, then there was the first same-sex couples and things like that. What do you make of that? Do you think that they should try and do that more? Do you think it's at a good level where it is now? What do you think?
Absolutely, they should do it more, and I'm all up for it. For somebody who lives with a hidden disability as well, absolutely, and I think, you know, we have to move forward, and I think the show goes out to a wide range of audience, from, you know, children watch it with their grandparents. So I think it's helping as well educate. Does that make sense?
100%.
I think it's 100%. Really, really, really important. I thought Nicola and Kathy were fabulous last year, and what they
were. Oh, yeah, it was such a shame, wasn't it?
Oh, I was gutted they went out. And I just think it was inspiring. So was JJ as well, with his story as well. So, I'm really all for it.
Yeah, I think that the BBC know as well that people want to see it now. They're not scared of it, you know. I think
it's important. I think it's really, really important.
It's time, definitely.
Yeah.
We've got to mention as well, obviously Jeanette is now leaving you guys as a professional to go to It Takes Two, which is great for her. But I guess it will be a loss. She's one of one of the most loved female stars on the show, isn't she? So it's like, what's it gonna be like without her?
It's going to be strange because she's like the mother of the girls.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. A couple of the pros say that.
Yeah, and she's the one who will rally everyone together when they need it, or give you a bit of tough love, or come and give you that line of confidence before you go out. And she gets behind everybody. So it's going to be strange, but I'm also at the same time delighted. She's got herself her dream role.
Mm-hmm.
She's worked really, really hard. And I think, it's great to see progression and, you know, to show that if you work hard at something, if you believe in it, dreams can come true. So I'm delighted for Jeanette. And I know, again, she lives and breathes Strictly. So I don't think she could have ever pulled herself away from the show. So this is perfect.
And I think it's so true. Like, I love that Anton and Jeanette have got to still be part of the Strictly family, even though they're in different roles now. It's lovely that they're still part of your little Strictly world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can remember last year when they announced Anton, you know, as a judge. And please welcome the judges. And you have, you know, Shirley Craig. And then when Anton came out, all us pros backstage, we were so delighted for him. You could hear we were all in our boxes ready to go walk up the stairs. And we just was like, yes! We were just so delighted for him. And, you could just feel amongst us all, you know, like that family and that, you know, that true Strictly spirit. So, yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to watch Jeanette in any role and Anton this year. There's so much to look forward to.
Do you think Anton will be a little bit more generous with the scoring because he knows what it's like being the other side of the desk?
I hope so.
Tens.
Yeah.
From week one, all the tens.
I really hope so. But who knows? Again, because last time he only had it for a couple of weeks in the middle of the series. So this year he's starting from the beginning all the way through. So it will be interesting.
Mm.
I don't think he'll start too generous, but I do think he's going to be fair.
Yeah.
Do you foresee kind of your long-term future staying on the show? Because obviously it changes every year and, you know, you never know what happens in the future. But would you like to stay on the show?
100%. Oh, Strictly is my life, honestly. Huh. I wake up every day and I pinch myself. I'm still part of it. So does my family and my dad. Do you know what I mean? When I got the job, my twin sister messaged me saying, you've made dad's life. It's changed. It's changed everything. You know, for me, I'm able to get a house, a dance studio. And I live and breathe dancing. And because of Strictly, it's opened so many doors and for me to help the next generation of dancers. And I just love being part of it. Like, I get goosebumps talking about it. I'm so excited to even start. I'm like, once Strictly finishes, I'm on the countdown to the next season. I genuinely dread the day that I can't be part of it. Like, I was working with Flavia, one of the older pros, the week in Blackburn, and I said, Flavia, what was it like when you, you know, you decided, because she decided to leave the show. I was like, could you watch it? And she was just like, you'll know. And I'm thinking, I won't, I really won't. And I just think I dread that day. So the dream would be for me is to obviously to dance. I do want a family one day, but like to go, to, like Jeanette, go into another role, or Anton, I'd love to be a judge on the show. To still be part of that wonderful family. But you never know, do you? You don't know what's around the corner. But at the moment, I'm not ready to hang up my dances.
So how long have you got till you get doing your rehearsals with the other pros?
We are like weeks away now. We haven't had a definite starting date, but it'll be, in the summer months. Probably, I'd imagine, end of July, August time. So.
And is that you haven't been given a date because of COVID, or is that just the way it normally works? They're kind of waiting to see what happens kind of thing?
Yeah, I think they're waiting to see what happens because obviously they've got everything in place for us. I think they've planned, well, I know they've planned for two shows, like, you know, one where, you know, all restrictions in place to a freer one. They've got, the BBC have gone again beyond. So, yeah, I think, and obviously our safety is, you know, is paramount to them. Like last year, I honestly felt safer than ever under the Strictly, guidelines. So, yeah.
But there's probably, but there's unlikely to be that kind of bubbling situation that they had last time, right? Or do you not know?
I genuinely don't know. So I think it all depended on the government guidelines at the time and to protect us, the celebrities on the show. So
would you like to see the audience back?
Oh, absolutely. Like, we created amongst the celebs and the pros as much atmosphere as we possibly could. But yeah, of course we.
And you did a good job, to be fair. You really did. You must have all lost your voices.
Yeah, when you got that audience and the excitement from them and them coming to watch Strictly, whenever I've had my family or friends come, you know, they're buzzing from being in there. Like, and you, it just makes, it does make a difference. So fingers crossed, you know, with theatres opening up, you know, and hopefully restrictions being lifted now, 19th of July, that will allow us to have an audience. But if not, us pros will make the noise for you.
Done it once and you can do it again.
Yeah.
And are you still going to be teaching sort of online stuff before the show starts? I guess you can't really, probably won't have time once it is, but.
So at the moment, I'm like straight from here, I'm off to the academy now to teach tonight. So I'm teaching at my academy and I teach online and I will right up until Strictly starts. And then obviously when Strictly starts, I live and breathe Strictly. So it's, I love it. So
you can tell it like comes out of your pores. You can tell how much you love it.
I do. So my partner then takes care of the dance academy whilst I'm away. And then once I'm knocked out, then obviously if time allows me, then I'll come and do bits and bobs if I'm allowed to at the studio. But I'm planning to get it all the way to the final.
Of course you are. Why wouldn't you?
It's going to happen.
Well, Amy, thanks so much for speaking to us this evening. Really appreciate it. And best of luck. I can't wait to see it.
Oh, thank you both.
Thank you, babe.
Bye.
Take care. Stay safe, darling. Bye.
And you too. Bye.
So lovely.
I mean, just so bubbly. And you can really tell. And the fact that she's even getting goosebumps just talking about it. I mean, she deserves to get to that final. So I guess we'll have to wait and see for the next series to see what happens.
Definitely. Anything is possible. With 5 years, what a nice round number to kind of get to your lift that glitter ball, babes.
Yeah, we want to see it. And actually, we want to see you lifting it with her, babes. I think that'd be the plan. That'd be a great plan.
Oh, wouldn't it just? Me and the lycra and a diamond is...
I'd be so into it. what a great show and a lovely mix of guests.
So good.
What have you got coming up, Bob? Anything exciting?
So work, quite busy bits and bobs with work, which is nice. Work, am I away this weekend? No, I'm not. So, no, just work this week, actually. Okay. Got a bit of a busy one, which I like. What about you, babes?
Well, after my 2 days off, I'm back to work for a few days. And then I've got a little half day Friday because my sister and my nephews are coming to visit. So we are going to Chinatown because that is my eldest nephew's request. He wants to go to Chinatown. So we'll go to Chinatown.
Oh.
But then I think that'll probably end up with a trip to the Lego store, the M&M's store. So it's Uncle Steve's going to have his credit card out and pay that back over the next 2 years, probably the amount of money I'm going to be spending this weekend. No, I'm really looking forward to it though. And it's the first time I've had a visitor. Well, I've had people come visit my flat, but not stay in a long time. So it'll be really nice just to have them around, really. So yeah, looking forward to it.
So excited to, because I guess he's not been to London since before of the madness of the pandemic. So
they came in February last year just before it all hit, because I got tickets to see Onward, which was like this Disney Pixar thing. Hoping that they'll be able to enjoy some of those kind of things again in the future at some point. We'll see. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks to the guests, and until next week, goodbye.
Bye guys, stay safe.